Hate preachers encouraging terrorism and terrorist plotters could face longer jail sentences. By Victoria Friedman on October 20, 2021. Hate preachers and terrorist plotters could face tougher prison sentences under new guidelines proposed by the Sentencing Council. The Sentencing Council announced the proposals on Wednesday, related to the Counterterrorism and Sentencing Act 2021, which came into effect in April and introduced a new category of serious terrorist offenses. The Counterterrorism and Sentencing Act was introduced in response to the deadly Fishmongers Hall terror attack in 2019, committed by radical Islamist Usman Khan, who had been released on license, parole, while serving a sentence for a terrorism conviction. The new terms could see hate preachers who encourage terrorism seeing sentences more than double from 7 to 15 years. The council also seeks to widen the scope of the culpability factors within the Terrorism Act 2000. Section 12, under which notorious preacher Anjem Chowdhury was convicted, covering those who express an opinion or belief supportive of a proscribed organization, reckless as to whether a person to whom the expression is directed will be encouraged to support a proscribed organization. The minimum sentence for this crime would be increased to 10 years. Chowdhury had been released from prison in 2018 after serving half of his 5-year sentence for inviting support for Islamic State. Others sentenced under the current terms to see relatively short periods in prison include Kamran Sabir Hussain, who was jailed in 2017 for 6.5 years after being convicted of 6 charges of encouraging others to commit terrorist acts and 2 charges of encouraging support for Islamic State. While in 2019, teenager Haider Ahmed was jailed for just 6 years for plotting an Islamic State-inspired knife attack. Justice Secretary and Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab backs the amendments, saying in comments reported by The Telegraph, "Those who kill and maim in the name of warped and fanatical ideologies will spend longer behind bars, because public protection is our top priority." These proposed guidelines will support judges to pass consistent and appropriate sentences in terrorism cases. UK citizens who travel to war zones will also face tougher sentences. Those terrorists who plot to kill multiple people will see a minimum sentence of 14 years, under the proposed serious terrorism sentence condition, with an extension period to be served on license of up to 25 years. Sentencing Council member lead for terrorism offences Mrs. Justice Maura McGowan said, "Terrorism offences are serious criminal acts that are constantly evolving, and the law is regularly updated in line with the changing nature of the offences, requiring a new approach to sentencing." The council is proposing revisions to existing sentencing guidelines to reflect the new legislation and ensure that the courts have comprehensive and up-to-date guidance for dealing with these extremely serious cases. The Sentencing Council is seeking consultation from magistrates, judges, and others with interest in the area on the guidance between October 20, 2021, and January 11, 2022.